everyone. Good evening. Can y'all hear me back there? I know I'm a little soft-spoken. Is that a yes? Awesome. All right. So my name is Kai Mullins, and I am part of our Gather leadership team. I am honored and a little bit terrified to be up here sharing my story with y'all. So the world revolved around me ever since I was born. Not only was I an only child, but I was the youngest grandchild on both sides of my family. I grew up loved, and I never had a need unmet. My family was everything to me, and I looked forward to growing up and starting my own. It was expected, the natural order of things. You're supposed to grow up, go to college, get a job, get married, have kids. Somewhere in there, you're supposed to go to church on Sunday, do nice things for people, and love Jesus. I can't remember a time not going to church. I was involved in church extracurriculars before I could even spell choir. Right before I started fourth grade, we moved, and then church became a second home. Not only did I participate in every children's event offered, Mom volunteered as a church receptionist, so we were there all the time. It was only natural then for me to be baptized on Easter Day that year. While I didn't get in trouble that much as a kid, I messed up enough to understand that I wasn't quite perfect on my own. I needed help. I needed a savior. As I grew up, my faith grew up too. As a child, faith looked more like obedience and good behavior. In college, I realized many of my beliefs were inherited from my mom, and now that I was on my own, I had to decide for myself why I believed what I did. And the first step was to recognize how my desire to always be perfect and righteous was making me judgmental and proud. I began to understand what Jesus meant in his Sermon on the Mountainside, which is Matthew 5-7, if you're interested, when he explained the difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. I was judging myself and others to my yardstick, but against God's, there was no contest, and I was included in that. After graduation, I took a job in San Antonio. It was hard, not the job. That part was fun, and I really liked it, but I didn't have any family in town, and it seemed like everyone else did. It felt like everyone there was married and starting a family right out of college, and no one seemed to have any time for me. I thought if I joined a church, I'd suddenly have this great group of Christian friends and have a great Christian boyfriend. I was going to church to find relationships, but my heart wasn't after the one relationship that mattered, the Lord. Inevitably, I wouldn't feel like I clicked with anyone at the churches I attended, and then I would keep church hopping, desperate to find at least some place where I felt like I belonged. I wanted to keep my job, but live in just about any city but San Antonio. No offense if that's your hometown. And I prayed that for a good 6 years. So that's when my company announced they were opening a new location in the DFW area. I was thrilled. It was a complete answer to prayer. My parents were still in Houston, but I had extended family in DFW, and I liked the idea of getting to know them better. Reality turned out a little differently. When I got to Dallas, I thought I knew what I wanted in a church. I joined a large traditional church, but after a couple years there, I still hadn't developed the relationships I desired. In 3 years in the DFW area, I only made one good friend and never saw my cousins. I didn't think it was possible, but I was even more unhappy than I was in San Antonio. By the time Gather launched, I was desperate. I was confused how I could be so miserable here when it felt like God had answered my prayer. Later on, I realized God was using this time to transform my heart so that I wasn't looking for someone to complete me. I just wanted friends, connection, a church family. Even though I live 45 minutes away from the church, I was starting to feel like it might be possible to find a place to belong at Watermark. By December of 2016, I joined a community group on the front row supporting me. Yes. And 5 months later, I moved to Dallas. God was reshaping my definition of a family, and I wanted to be as involved with the church, the people of God, as possible. I didn't want distance to be an excuse. That fall, I attended a class called Perspectives. That class completely changed me. Most of my life had been about what God did for me, how he showed his love for me through his sacrifice for me. And while I'm sure he appreciates my obedience, that wasn't why he created us. As it turns out, the world does not actually revolve around me. This amazing world with incredibly diverse people, he created it to glorify him. Our creator who established mountains, oceans, and stars too numerous to count, he doesn't need me, but he lets me be part of something so much bigger than myself. And when I think about the honor it is to be part of his mission, it doesn't take any effort to tell others just how good he is. I don't know what's in store for my life. Maybe I'll get married and have kids someday. Maybe I won't. But in the meantime, I'm blessed to be a member of this family. Thank you.